Hello, everyone, and welcome to State of the Realm as we patiently await, Dawn Trail. We're now going through and talking about all the different jobs, what our hopes and dreams are for them, or what we might think from the stuff that we saw from the benchmark. So, this week we're going to be covering Melee, and given there's going to be six Melee in the game, we should probably get started ASAP. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Happy. Of course, joining me is our actual resident Melee, Dragoon Sly over here. How you doing, Sly?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, you're the resident Melee. Everyone says this is your show. People forget I'm Monk too, man.
Please. Like, you play Monk.
I mean, I play when I'm allowed to, when everyone goes, hey, I go, hey, I'll play Monk.
And you are like, the Melee.
That's a weird way of saying Bard. But yeah, sure. If you want to say that, go right ahead.
The Melee. You're the Melee that gets precedence over all other Melee.
No, I'm the Melee who never gets to play Melee, Sly.
Okay.
That's not precedence. That's the opposite. But we, of course, have to bring in someone who also spends a lot of time on the Melee role. We've had him on the show before. I've raided with him for many years at this point. We have Whoops. Hi, Whoops.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
It's always
What's going
good
on?
It's always good to have you. How are you going to be playing Fallout 76 the whole show, just so I know?
Look, man. You
That's
didn't
a yes.
have to say
that.
That
is a yes.
Maybe they want to know. I mean, to be fair,
I'm just crafting stuff, you know.
That's a lot of crafting for a lot of hours.
Yep. You gotta do what you gotta do, you know? It's like a second job.
Isn't that like every
somebody's gotta make this ammo.
I feel like every game we play becomes a second / third job at this point. It's just not 14.
Yeah.
Well, all my time.
Yeah.
My second job is this right here.
Cat.
Well, this is puss number two.
I see.
There you go. Hey, say hi, Ivy. No, don't lick it. Stop. Don't lick the pop filter. All right. Oh, so before we get started, just quick thank you to our sponsors over on Patreon for supporting. They don't have to support. They choose to. All our content's available for free in video and audio format. So if you like to use podcast apps, you can usually find us on there. And thus, we appreciate all of you for tuning in and for supporting. And Ivy is gonna, and I mean also this, but they don't ask for a spot. We just do that out of the kindness of our hearts occasionally. You know? There you go. So, Melee.
Melee. That's,
oh boy.
That's the Melee podcast, everyone.
yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next time.
I think this might be the single most anticipated / feared discussion that any Melee main could have.
Why do you say that?
Well, while Dragoon is obviously one thing that's big in the air right now, there's also the addition of Viper.
Mm-hmm.
There were the changes that were made to the jobs in Endwalker, and people are wondering how those will go into Dawn Trail. And for Melee in particular, I think positionals is a big discussion there. What side of the camp you're on. And given there's six Melees now, I think everyone's afraid that the double Melee is essentially going to be a permalock-in and double caster will never happen ever. Too many Melee players. Too many Melee players, too many jobs, too many changes, too many everything. Where do you stand
on
this?
You mean triple caster?
No, not triple. Double caster.
I have opinions, but which one first?
All right.
What question specifically?
Let's go with the big one. Do you want positionals, or do you at the very least think they will stick around and continue to be a part of the jobs?
If they keep doing fights with hitboxes that are the size of the arena, I don't see the point of having them. If they keep doing bosses that are auto raid wide mechanic, auto tank buster mechanic, auto raid wide, I don't really see the point in having positionals. Like, sure, it's like, oh, I have to save my true north for when I have to go up into this corner sometimes. I'll say it. I don't think that's skillful or good. Or fun. Even. Yeah, if they're gonna keep, and listen, it's not like, I'm saying positionals are bad. I think they're great for some situations, like smaller bosses, or like, you know, it's... I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not super attached to them. If we keep going in the direction we're going. I think they're staying, though.
Think they're staying. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in conjunction with them mentioning the big hitboxes being something they maybe went too far on?
I think they don't really care, if I'm being honest. So they're just going to stay. That's something that they'll tackle another day, because if I'm being completely real, I think they're more worried about the graphics than the combat systems at this point. I feel like we would have at least heard something more specific about changing how the combat systems work at this point, if they would have done it.
I'll say that's fair. Sly, you're also a Dragoon player largely. You have the most positionals in the game. Weird to say as a monk player. Hate saying it as a monk player.
It's so strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So fucking strange.
Are you as indifferent as him? Where do you stand on the same topics?
For positional? Like,
I'm indifferent as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Same exact
thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm indifferent as well. And I honestly think they're going, like I said last week, they're going the way of the dinosaur. I think we are finally getting rid of positionals, even though, and we'll talk about this a little bit, like I mentioned, and the benchmark, our Nidhogg attack was done on a flank, and that kind of worries me with my whole, like, you know, positionals are going away, even though that was done at a, like, specifically at a flank.
They don't care. So, they were just standing there, Sly. They didn't
even really?
Everyone else. I don't think the samurai cared where they were standing, like, 2 minutes late, like, 2 seconds later.
I mean, I do think that's the upgraded Fang and Claw or Wheeling Thrust, if I'm being honest.
That's a big animation for Wheeling Thrust and Fang and Claw.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's your life window, GCD, so why wouldn't it be? Yeah. It's, you know how, well, like, I've been asking for this since I started playing, but I think the life windows should work like Reaper in the sense that you have new special GCDs when you enter it, you know? Mm-hmm. Going to the Enshroud, how they get, like, the cool new buttons that are red.
Yeah.
That's how it should have been for Dragoon since the start, but I think they're finally doing that now, which is what we saw. I don't know.
Yeah.
If anything, that was the upgrade to Korath and Torment, and they're getting rid of the stupid rectangle AoE buttons.
This is way different than what I was thinking.
Well, they were showing all the AoE buttons. It's pretty obvious.
I think, I mean, to be fair, half of our, like, burst windows are AoEs now, as you very painfully were reminded of the other night.
Yep.
For those who don't get it, we've been doing low item level coils, and we did Rafflesia. And in Rafflesia, you very specifically cannot AoE, like, 90% of the third phase.
That was just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Realm Reborn content, a Realm Reborn rotation.
Yep.
Perfectly fair. Yeah, I figured it was honestly just a follow-up to, what's it called, Stardiver. I figured it was a combo off Stardiver.
Stardiver continuation? There's no way.
Hell no.
What do you mean, no way? You use it once, and then...
The 1.5-second animation lock, OGCD.
Right, which they're never getting rid of, like, and we beg to fucking, like, lower the fucking animation on Stardiver. They're never doing that. Hell no.
I'm not saying you have to use them back to back. I'm saying that, you know, you use one and then you have to use the other before the life window ends.
Two, there's no shot. That's what it is. I'm willing to bet like $100 right now that it's just upgraded Korath and Torment or Fang and Claw.
All right. I'll take that. Okay, hold on. We should make sure that the bet is clear. If both of us are wrong, there's no exchange. But yeah, it has to be our specific. Okay. Like, if it's right. Not upgraded Korath and it's not mine, that's it. We just both lose and nobody gives us anything.
Bet.
All right. That's it. Chat, we have records. We have receipts. If it's not just upgraded Korath and Torment, specifically Korath and Torment, want that to be clear, then okay. I'll see. Oh, all right. Now I'm more excited for May 16th. Because they have yes, to be sir. May 16th. He's like, payday in 3 weeks. Oh, man. Yeah, I kind of want positionals to be gone on every job except Monk, is where I'm. I want it to go back to being Monk's thing. Like the big thing for Monk. And that's like that job's play style. It just feels like it was ripped from my hands. And I miss it. I still do them. Even now. I still go to the flank for Twin Snakes. And I still go to the flank for Dragon Kick. Just keep giving them back.
What I think they should do for positionals, though. I mentioned I don't think they're going to get rid of them because they probably didn't think to. Or didn't have the dev time to, you know, figure it out or change all the numbers is probably the bigger part. But I think they should get rid of positionals for everyone. And they keep True North. But they make True North give you 3 extra Yalms of melee range for 10 seconds.
You know what? I'll subscribe to that. I'll subscribe to that in the heart. It's going to feel real bad when you mistime it and you all of a sudden are out of range, but you know, that's the skill.
With how fights are designed right now, that button would be tremendous. It'd be awesome.
Call it True Reach.
Yeah. Or maybe Arm's Length.
Yeah. I was trying to avoid it, but you know. I knew Sly would be disappointed if I said that, but now he just gets to be disappointed.
Where the fuck is Saren? Can we bring Saren back?
Saren was not a fan of my antics. Not a fan at all.
Was he shutting you down left and right?
He just told me pretty to much. Stop. Very, very directly. He just told me to stop. Oh, okay. Sorry. It's been a busy day email-wise. My phone's been going off nonstop.
Bzz, bzz.
None of these are popular.
No, it's just a lot of shitty AI companies just trying to get sponsorships for like the billionth time. Just like, we think you're going to earn new product. Dude,
I love leading those guys on. Have you ever tried that?
No, because I don't want them to think I'm really there.
No. I message them back and ask them why. And then when they give me the list, I'm like, why? What about me makes you... And you just keep going, and then at the end you just go, don't really care. I'm not interested.
It's like the reverse of my no-ping story, where they emailed me and then came to my stream and tipped me $25 saying, check your email. And then at the end of stream again, tipped me another $25, said, don't forget to check your email. And then I just emailed them back and said, no, thank you, but thanks for the $50.
Classic.
They didn't refund me, so they didn't charge back. So you know, I got to keep the $50. Oh god! All right, so that's on positionals. Now I'm going to move to a more personal topic. We've already started touching upon it, but with 6 jobs, I think we should start with what everyone is expecting us to start with, and that's Dragoon. I think it's the biggest topic. I think it's where the most speculation
Leave
is.
Leave it the fuck alone.
And whereas you can see, the most contention resides. Sly, we know your stance on Dragoon. He just completely alone. There's nothing. There's nothing at all.
Leave it the fuck alone.
That's nothing else. There's no like thing you want to improve. You don't want like Dragon Sight to just not need a target anymore at all or anything.
Stardiver.
Okay, Stardiver,
I
mean, yeah.
Besides Stardiver, Stardiver, stop putting in fucking mechanics that, you know, take away the one ability we fucking have.
Sounds like Rubikante still really, has some Rubikante's emotional hold
Zodiarc.
On you.
Rubikante, Zodiarc, yeah.
Alright, fair.
Yeah, so stop fucking doing that because it only affects us. Oh, and maybe Red Mage. Well, does it affect Red Mage?
Yeah, you can't. Oh, the Red Mage can stand still, though. They have two. If you're still using the back flip on Red Mage, there's a good chance you're griefing. Or you're really good. One of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, stop that. Get some help. What else?
Whenever you're done, I got a lot to say.
I know you do.
Oh yeah, I know you do. I know you do. I'm really just simple. I'm just a simple man. Just,
oh yeah, I respect it.
Don't fuck with it too much. Just that's the thing. Like, don't turn it into the Summoner 2.0. Is what I'm saying. Like when you just completely change the job, essentially. That's what I'm hoping will not happen. Let's go ahead and give your spill. I'm done.
Okay. On the other side.
I'm going to watch this.
Well, okay. So I do think that it really is, at its core, a good job. I love it. I think it's simple, and I think the majority of it should stay the same, like 90% of it.
Here comes big old butt.
But
there you go.
There are some things with that job that are so inherently old or just bad compared to the rest of the melees that it's silly to keep them. First off, Dragoon doesn't have a personal defensive.
Saw that one coming a mile away.
Literally every single other melee has a useful personal defensive that either adds to their own kit, their rotation, and gives them defensive aspects at the same time.
I'm Stockholm Syndrome so much that I think blood.
King Flurry? Is this the King Flurry discussion again?
Or it gives...
No, blood.
It gives utility blood to the party. Someone said you got Bloodbath. Whoops. Haha, meme arrow. Hey, yeah. Every melee has Bloodbath.
Right. Just time long search for the heal. I don't see the
Well, yeah, you see, that's the problem, is Dragoon has the only, quote, defensive that you have to press for your, like, optimal, like, damage.
Damage, yeah.
And you have to press it at certain points, and, like, 99.99% of the time, it has no value. That little heal that it has doesn't provide anything to you. So that's
remember
the first thing.
Had Foresight?
Force.
Lancer used to have Keen Flurry. Yeah. I think they should bring back some form of Keen Flurry. That either is some kind of party mitigation, maybe like a tiny shield, or maybe like a tiny party mit, or I don't think parrying, because that's what it used to do, is parry rate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that really fits anymore. That wouldn't really make sense.
No.
So maybe just like a tiny party mitt would be cool. Or even if they just literally copied Arcane Crest from Reaper. Such a good button! Oh my god, I love that button so much. A shield, and then when it breaks, it cures the party over time. Oh! Such a good button. I would love something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that your rotation with jumps, puts you in unnecessary danger compared to the rest of the melees and how their kits work doesn't make sense to me. I think it's great job flavor, but why
just
not?
Just because of the strictly because of the animation or what?
Well, I think it should put you at max melee range instead of on the boss ring. If you're outside of range and you use a jump, it should put you at max melee instead of inside the boss's ass. Have you ever done E4S?
I saw this coming.
Yeah.
Or E3S, even.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, some kind of ledge, and then you jump, and you're just like, goodbye. And you just get sent off the side for doing your rotation.
I'll give you a more recent one. Dragoon LB3, or LB3 in general, during Athena.
Yeah, when it just sends you off the edge.
I had that happen with Leviathan, Eden Leviathan. Yeah.
And yeah, so somebody kind of just typed it in chat too, but I was getting to that. Why not give the job a little more flavor of melee range?
On top of true reach, just going to be hitting them
from
the wall.
Like you have a spear, like why not, right? Like mm-hmm. give us something, not the whole kit in general, but something that's just like, hey, I'm out of range, I can use my spear to attack from an extra like couple yams or something. I don't know. Something like that would be cool, but that's a reach. Get it.
I actually, so it's funny because I think animation wise I think of Fang and Claw, it actually kind of shoots out like a little mini beam on top of it anyway, so it almost like makes sense already in some capacity. Yeah.
On to Fang and Claw and Wheeling Thrust. I think those buttons are really cool. Love them. When you enter a life window, I think they should just like be upgraded. Just to look different.
Yeah, that's fair.
And feel different. That's fair. Because your life window honestly is kind of underwhelming because you just send the Nastrons and that's it.
That's
and
it.
Then the rest of everything is just the same.
Yeah.
I think they should get rid of both Spine Shatter charges and hear me out. Get rid of Spine Shatter as a button entirely. Give you two more elusive jump charges. Don't add potency to them. And then let you use elusive like Shikuchi or Thunderclap.
Well, Thunderclap in requires
terms of,
a target.
In terms of speed. In terms of speed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
not targeting.
Not... Explain further.
Having to jump one, two, three, four times, maybe five if you use elusive in your opener is cool, but unnecessary. There's way too much animation lock. Or they make it so you could just fucking move while you're jumping.
Now hold on, that's crazy. So
what's gonna replace that damage though?
Put the potency into other buttons, new buttons that they could give us. You know, since we're going up to level 100.
I see the disdain.
We have so many OG CDs, and our burst window is 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I think they're going to go the other way and double down on jumps. Even though it's a gunbreaker skill. I mean, here's the thing. I think
if they make them faster to press and less animation lock, then yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, but
I do expect that with it, but one of the big things in the reworks in recent years has been doubling down on the core identity. Like, summoner, it's all, you know, I summon this, I summon this, I summon this, I summon Phoenix, I summon... It's like, that's what it's all... Yeah, it's the Legos after that. But, like, that's what they doubled down on. Machinist is like Edgar from Final Fantasy VI. Ninja, when they reworked in 5.1, became a fucking spellcaster during its burst window, as far as I'm concerned. All about the ninjutsu. So I feel like Dragoon's identity in Final Fantasy is jumping. It just sucks Dragoon, to do.
Dragoon has 10 OG CDs to weave in 20 seconds.
Just make jumps GCDs then. Fuck it. Make it like Ninja's Mudras. I'm telling you.
I mean, a lot of people are going to get mad at that, but I think it could work. They'd have to completely change how the five-part GCD combo works, though.
Yep.
And then The part I wouldn't like about that is Dragoon would probably become a job that needs skill speed. And my favorite part about Dragoon is the fact that you don't need skill speed, and it's preferable to not have it.
That's the one thing I like about Fizz Range, too. The only thing I like about Fizz Range at all.
When are you gonna have a substat State of the Realm so I can come to that one?
Should wait to see what they're doing in the live letter, probably. Because if they make any changes, then all of a sudden that
they need to completely remove materia melding and make it a skill tree instead. I'll say it, and then you use materia to unlock slots on a skill tree.
So I'm gonna show you what's this right here.
That's my Wait. Crazy mad scientist cook.
Do you
what,
see
what, like Final Fantasy X? Orbs.
Actually, hold on. Do you see what's between my hands right here? Do you see it? Like just in this area? See how there's nothing there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the imagination that you have right now and thinking that anything like that's ever going to happen. See this cup? This is the cup of hopes and it's
Imagine having all of your caster gear and then you could switch from red mage or summoner to black mage and go, oh, I need skill speed or spell speed. And then you just swap your materia slots over to skill speed or spell speed instead.
What would that do for a materia market then?
You can still sell them.
Really?
You can still sell them.
You're potentially crashing a market.
Okay.
Potentially.
Because Gil is so useful, Sly. How else am I going to go play roulette at the player fucking houses, bro? How else am I going to go buy a hot chocolate at a club?
God, I'm sorry, jail got rocks. Not everybody's as rich as you and happy.
Well, that's because we're smart and we just don't spend it on anything because there's nothing we're spending it on. That's not our fault. Also, submarines exist, which for some eliminate Gil as a mechanic anyway.
Yeah.
It's like you have submarines. You just spend it all.
What are you spending it on?
In housing shit, yeah. Housing shit.
I see. Are you one of the people that levels your crafters and goes, I don't want to make anything, and then you just buy it anyways? That's me.
No. I usually make shit. Like, I'm usually the one making shit for other people. Like, on patch days. So, like, patch days, everybody's doing fucking content. I'm just fucking crafting.
The real question is, Sly, and this determines how dedicated you are to getting ahead in Dawn Trail. Are you going to the transmutation NPC first or not? That's always a big one, because people want to get the crafting and gathering 11s and 12s, potentially, depending on what they're willing to gamble.
Possibly.
But anyways, Dragoon.
Yeah,
you're not done yet, are you?
I about said everything, but just to summarize, slap a new coat of paint on life windows, give us some more flavor, give us a real useful defensive tool, and then make jumps less animation locky, max melee range instead, or get rid of a couple of them and then make the remaining ones really cool. Or let us use the remaining ones more often. That's it. Otherwise, I think it's awesome, and I love the job.
What about a buff to piercing talent?
I mean, like, an enhanced piercing talent could be really cool after an elusive, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like the samurai jump back?
Like, No. Like, imagine elusive jump gives you enhanced piercing talon. You throw the piercing talon, and then it sticks into the target, and then it gives you a follow-up GCD to gap close to it.
You essentially want the samurai.
That would be the new spine shatter. Like, you elusive, you throw the piercing talon, and then your GCD rolls once, and then you can press piercing a talon again to jump to the target that you hit. And that could be the new spine shatter. That'd be cool as fuck.
It's fine. That works. It would make throwing five or six piercing talons when you're at range a little bit more.
That would give you like a whole GCD of downtime without losing potency.
Yeah. All right. Add that to the list too, then. I was surprised nothing. I guess you've kind of come to terms with Dragon Sight. It seems like most Dragoons have at this point.
What's wrong with it?
Just, when you macro, it's a little... You gotta make sure you got the time.
Oh, I mean, I like that you can macro it, honestly. I like being able to set up stuff like that. I think it's cool.
That was gonna be my question, because some people are still, it still feels
weird.
I have three
different macros that I love just keeping on my bar and swapping them out for different situations. I think that's really fun.
Yeah. That was
four.
What was a fourth one for? How desperate do things get that you need a fourth one?
Well, I have a mouse over, I have a party member 6, I have party member 4, and then I have one for myself, so I also have 4.
Oh, alright. Well, then that works.
I was the crazy one that had one for, remember when, we experimented because, Dark Knight was really bursty, and so we're like,
oh, yeah,
in the beginning, like, yeah. We should be
the fucking PSR opener.
No, talk about PSR and Dark Knight. There's nothing quite like being a bard and then looking and being like, so the Dark Knight's in third.
I think if anything, they could combine two of the three buffs into the same button, so we only have two instead. Like, I hate to say it, but you could probably just get rid of Lance Charge and put it into Dragon Sight. No, because you still need your 60-second button, so maybe put Litany and Dragon Sight into the same button. I don't know. I feel like that, they don't need to do that, but they could.
I mean, true, because Litany and Dragon's like an essential part of the opener, so it's like your two minute button. So
mm-hmm. I wouldn't ever see a situation where you'd press one and not press the other one, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So they could probably just smash those into the same button.
When you sight, that's basically your litany, or when you litany, that's basically your sight.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know what could be cool too is they could make litany pop, like the radius could pop from you and your sight partner. Could be some extra flavor they could add onto that for extra range. In case there's ever like a light party. So it'd be
kind of like a Venn diagram?
Yeah. Sort of? But yeah, it's
not super Venn diagram, but there's no reward for being in the middle of the Venn diagram. You just.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, just thinking out loud.
That's how ideas happen.
And then I can almost guarantee that it's gonna get new ability buttons, either named Horrid Roar or Alamorn, is my guess. Mm. I would love Alamorn.
That's Nidstinian's one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. With his buster.
His buster.
You also get to press that button in the MSQ.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, Ivy. Cats are out of control.
My cats are also out of control.
Yeah, it's just that time. They came back from the monthly cat meeting and said, all right, well, this month, this is the plan. This is our quota of fucking with the people that we own. I don't have too much in the way. I don't really play Dragoon. It's never been my speed. Quite literally, I like to go fast. I'm the person who wants to put skill speed on monk.
You're Kermit. To get it you're even Kermit lower. On a keyboard.
Mm.
I'm basically Kermit on a keyboard.
I respect that. I've been playing a lot of monk lately in PF, just to scratch my brain a little bit. It's fun.
I just miss 1.6 monk in Delubrum, man. 1.6 GCD. Yeah.
And honestly, the only reason I don't like skill speed is because Gearskogle's a static 30-second. It says high jump. So it.
Yep.
I hate clipping on Dragoon. It feels so bad. So.
Yeah, that's another thing that I see with Dragoons.
That's something else, I guess. I hope they keep it at 2.5. And they make it a job that works the best at 2.5.
Yeah, a lot of people are on the fence about life windows. Because, I mean, life windows used to be like a lot harder to align, and they've gotten easier a little bit with the game's design now.
There was cool, like, do I skip this one or not skip this one, like, thought processes that you used to have to do. Please, for the love of God, don't give us heavy thrust back. I'll say that.
What, you mean you don't dislike losing your damage buff if you don't hit the flank with heavy thrust?
They were like, let's take Dragoon's worst historical button. Well, maybe not worst. One of the worst buttons that Dragoon had, and then put it on the new job, Reaper.
But then
everyone was like, yay!
Remember, though, Heavy Thrust, it was, at least Reaper never had to deal with that. In A Realm Reborn, if you didn't hit Heavy Thrust on the flank, you didn't get the buff. So
yep.
It was extra bad. I think that might count as worst skill they ever had. What could be worse than that?
Well, I'd have to look at the list. It's been many, many years.
I don't know. I mean, people miss the pole dance. You know, people miss Keen Flurry. I mean, Keen Flurry, I think, is the only other one up for contention.
That was good.
Keen Flurry and the pole dance were great. I missed those.
Yeah. And we actually missed those and want those back.
I want original Earth's Reply back from Monk.
I want the one that gave you positionals. Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
That was awesome.
I also remember having three charges of 30% damage reduction. Well, I think it was 30. I think the way it worked is it was like per charge you had or so. I don't remember. But it was a lot of damage mitigation. All the same. Yeah, I don't have too much to add to Dragoon. I don't play it. It's like I said, it's not my speed. I'm not the person they would be appealing to, no matter what. And I feel like a lot of people, when they suggest changes, they think like, oh, I don't play that job. But if I were going to, I'd want them to do this. Then they change it. They're like, sweet. Just doesn't play it anyway. Just give up.
Dragoon and Paladin specifically have what feels like to me the most, like old kits, if that makes sense. Like they almost feel like relics of the past, like a Realm Reborn. They still have some of that flavor. So I think if they just, you know, put a little new coat of paint on it, don't change it too much.
Paladin's looking at their cover button like, maybe? Maybe?
Well, Paladin got that. Do we even call it a rework at this point?
It was a light rework.
Yeah, like the new coat of paint. That's what I think Dragoon could use.
It was a really interesting coat of paint because it was, I think it's one of the only burst windows where you just have three GCDs of whatever you can do, whatever, wherever you are in your rotation, just do those three GCDs. Like there's like technically an optimal, like a minuscule, like sub percentile.
Yeah.
Optimal, but it's like nobody gives a shit. So when it's time, they just like, so they don't clunk at all, essentially. Mm-hmm. Which, is a rare, that's why I like Monk. Monk doesn't clunk.
Monk feels really good to play.
I guess with that, we'll go into Monk next, then. Since Monk and Dragoon were the OGs anyway, it's a good place to start out. At some point, these were your only two choices.
And it was, well, at different times, different things. I think in A Realm Reborn, it was like only Monk for a little bit, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It was, no, so here's the thing.
There's a lot of double monk, double bard parties, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of double monk, double bard. Because Summoner ran out of MP, Black Mage was too hard, and Dragoon died.
I gotta go to the door real quick.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fine.
Perfect slash. Summary. There's a rubber board.
Yeah, I very much remember being bard and being asked to ballad just for the summoner, not even for the healers, just the summoner being like, please, please save me. I was like, they're asking for TP, you're asking for MP. I can only solve one of these problems. And one of them honestly doesn't affect me at all. So, sorry, bring some ethers. Yeah, Monk's been a tumultuous journey, whereas Dragoon kind of started in one place and just kind of logically went from point to point. Monk has not had that happen.
Yeah, Dragoon kind of has been put in a place where, like, it feels like there's almost like so much in the kit now, but also not too much at the same time where it doesn't, I feel like it can't really grow without it being like really jarring. Its whole rotation, its 2 minute is like so packed full of stuff most of the time. If they tried to add anything to it, it'd be really weird. So they gotta take some stuff away before they can add some stuff. It can't grow right now.
Yeah, whereas that Monk, seems to be the consensus with some other jobs as well, but yeah, Monk.
What do you think? Because you play Monk more than I do, probably.
I'm torn, because I've played every generation of Monk from A Realm Reborn. At some point or another, I've had the opportunity to play them all.
What was your favorite?
I'm going to say Stormblood, but not for the reason I think other... Like, a lot of people think of Double Tornado Kick specifically. I don't think of Double Tornado Kick. I think of the fact that there was the literal traditional opener that had just been growing since A Realm Reborn, Single Tornado Kick and Double Tornado Kick. And they were all interchangeable depending on fight, skill level, or even just comfort. And the difference was most nominally between the OG and double tornado kick, but not so significant that it was like a game changer. So I think for me, that's why Stormblood's number one. It's not just because double tornado kick was the most fun, because sometimes I hated doing double tornado kick. A lot of times I didn't bother. I just said, fuck it. It's been a rough year. I'm not fucking doing double. I'm just playing Monk. I just want to be here, please.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I feel like Shadowbringers, they did a good job across even early. So like other than Anotment existing, they've haven't really had too many issues with it. It's just had an issue of like adding capstone skills has been like the only thing they really haven't been able to figure out how to do. They're just like, what do we do? Buff, GCD you'll use three times across the whole fight. I think Six-Sided Star was one of the capstones. I always feel like a Notman was a capstone, but it's not. I think it's like 76.
It's not, yeah.
Thank God it's not a capstone.
I feel like at like a low to mid-range like player, Monk is just good, and it always has been good. I think every iteration has just been good and like fun to play, but when you start really getting up into high-end Monk, I think the job as a whole gets really, what's the word? Scary?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. Just like too much, honestly. You heard about the FPS lock stuff with like how the buff timings and stuff work on that job?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm well aware.
You have to do different GCD speeds and different like rotations for like if you're at or above 60 FPS and like.
And there's also the actual gear set for specifically capping at 30.
Yes. Well, here's a question for you. Do you think Square Enix should do something about that high end of optimization that people have done for jobs?
No, I think that's nerd shit.
Exactly, right? Like, I feel like a lot of people, when they see stuff like that, assume that that's like the overall player base kind of like, oh, that's exactly what we have to think about this job now. I don't know.
Monks have been like, I mean, do you remember Notman with people needing to do the fucking server tick to like start the combat with it? Yeah. Well,
yeah, because all of my, oh my god, all of my, every single Eden raid that had a monk in it was the monk doing the countdown because they needed to time their Notman.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff that a lot of people, when we have these types of discussions, are listening and are like theory crafting and like throwing out their wants and asks and stuff. But you really got to break it down to just like a more simple look at the average player playing the job and how it's going to feel for them. And right now, I think it works pretty well, but I don't really know what they're going to do for Monk other than maybe changing how you get Phantom Rush and maybe adding a better option for disconnecting than Six-Sided Star. I don't know. I really don't know what else they can change.
Yeah, in the benchmark, we see what look like upgrades to the basic combo. Some people are thinking perfect balance might just change, give you new animations now, like upgraded versions of the skills. We see a dragon rising from an uppercut, and we see it's almost like a Kamehameha in a sense. It's like it looks kind of like the Twin Snakes animation, but turned this way, and it fires like a little beam. But it's not the same as Enlightenment, really. So
it looks like a new AoE button. When they're walking through that marsh where they're fighting the Morbals and they're riding on the Wyverns or whatever. I really do think they were just showing the upgraded AoE GCD for every job that was in that line.
That would have only been Enlightenment. That one, because none of the Monk GCDs. Monk's AoE GCDs look pretty dope. Especially since they added, what was the one they added in Shadowbringers? I always forget. The kick. The AoE kick that they added. It's in.
I don't know what it's called, but it's the one that goes whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, whoosh, whoosh.
That's all I know. Whoosh, I love that one.
Yeah, that one, four-point fury? Yeah, that sounds right. We'll go with that. Maybe it isn't. Well, regardless, with all their AoE buttons actually feel good. And Enlightenment, I don't want them to... I really don't want it to be an enhancement to Enlightenment.
Oh! I literally brain-dumped it because I hate the fucking button so much. Get rid of Riddle of Wind. Get rid of it. That button is so dumb.
You don't like auto-attacking? You time it with Bloodbath and you get to hear the healing
every time. Get this guy out of here.
You don't like hearing the Bloodbath healing tick of like once per second on top of your G? Come on. It's great, right?
I don't think it fits. I mean, it does, but like with how combat works and how damage is calculated, I can't help but realize how stupid a button like Riddle of Wind is.
Yeah, I've always said, so it's funny because as a Final Fantasy XI player, I think automatically expectations are created when you think of certain jobs in 14, just like logically endpoint. And 100 Fists is the main ability of Monk in Final Fantasy XI. It just literally removes their auto attack delay. So they just don't have one. They just attack like a billion times. Yeah. And so I feel like they wanted Riddle of Wind to do that, and I'm like, no, it doesn't work here.
It's not the same.
I can
see that working in a game like 11, but not 14.
If they want to do 100 Fists for real, I would want it to be like Omega Fast, like turns off all your GCDs, and it's like a channel. It's like more like a channel, like what's his face in Street Fighter, E Honda, where he does. Yeah, where he does the forward slaps. Yeah, it's like flamethrower, but for your fists. That's I'd be okay with that. But in terms of changes, yeah, I mean, upgrading old skills and maybe, honestly, I kind of want them to bring PB down to like an even lower cooldown. I actually really like that it's 40 seconds and I don't want it to be 30.
Yeah, I actually really like how PB works right now. I love the 40 second.
I honestly, if it goes lower, I wouldn't want it to be anything other than 20. I don't want 30. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't want 30. But if they made it 20 and I was like in and out of those combos nonstop, just like, oh, I would be sent.
They cook so hard with PB. I love that button.
It Such literally button. Makes the job great. Work and not feel shitty in 2 minute meta.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's so good for just like on the fly, like in and out of uptime, changing stuff up after you get up from dying or stuff like that. It's good button. Also, Thunderclap so good. I'm so jealous of Thunderclap.
Yeah, Thunderclap is probably also the best gap closer, I think, in the game.
Yep.
Most fun at the very. I definitely don't have the same fun with like Shikuchi shenanigans. Like it's mildly entertaining.
Shikuchi's the second best.
Yeah. But no, Thunderclap is that's definitely the button. That's the button for me. Have you ever tried to Thunderclap? Have you know how in Ultima and Ivelisse raid, how they had the maze, which we don't really do anymore, where you have to like walk through to the end while you're being chased. Have you ever tried to Thunderclap onto somebody as it's going out and just land back next to Ultima? Like because of ping? It's very satisfying.
That sounds awesome.
I've done that with rescues. I rescued someone once and it put them halfway, which was in the AoE that creates the maze, and they just instant.
I have Shikuchi'd through the Liquid Hells on Blackfire and Yukob before.
That's brave.
It worked.
That's very brave.
Me running up to the wall at Nail, holding my hands up in front of my face, making the L's. Which way did DPS go? Going the wrong way still, and then Shikuchi'ing through the Liquid Hells.
Oops. Worked. I mean, yay. Yeah, I don't honestly have, like, honestly, without doubling down on positionals again, there's not really much else I could think. I think they put it in the right spot, but it's, unfortunately, it's in that spot where it's like, well, what do you do now? That's the problem
if
with
they
when they
don't fix it.
But that's the thing. They have to do, like, they always do something. That's like, they're never going to look at a job and be like, no, that's fine. Like, honestly, I think just to go to a side thing, I think they just gave Red Mage a seventh button. I'm dead ass. I think the fucking whip vine thing is just another fucking button on their melee comp. Like I don't think they know what else to do with that job, and they just keep adding shit.
Yeah, their burst window's too fucking long, man. Get Red Mage some new stuff.
Here's what they'll do. They'll make it so you can't do two or three in a burst window. They'll like make it so you can't get as much, but they'll add a seventh button. There you go. Yeah, it's
really?
Follow-up to resolution.
I think unless they make some drastic changes, this is going to be the last expansion they can get away with just like upgrading a button to a new animation and giving it more potency. I got to be so real.
I think they'll keep getting away with it.
How? They're running out. Wait, are we going to start seeing tier 3 upgrades to abilities?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Full thrust to heaven thrust to giga thrust.
No, you know what it's going to be for to go back to Dragoon? It's going to be after you Raiden thrust, the other two buttons transform. So it's like the second part of your combo now is like a Raiden thrust equivalent.
Oh, no. That'd give you way
too many
details.
I mean, we always talk about button bloat.
Well, that just upgrades a button. That doesn't add button bloat.
Yeah.
That's how they combat. I'm just saying.
I don't know. We'll see.
Gunbreaker's going to get tripled down.
No.
And
please,
it's
God.
Still not going to auto crit.
Double down continuation.
Hey, they're getting faded circle continuation, it looks like. So,
yay.
Thanks for melees, right? Anyway. But for honestly, there's only one actual change I need for Monk. Only one that's like just based on how they currently play. And I guess technically it becomes two, but it's about the same thing. Forbidden Chakra's animation for granting you a stack needs to be from Brotherhood needs to be faster. So you know how when you're in Brotherhood, all of your GCDs are going to give you a stack. So when you're at four and you GCD, you know you're getting the fifth. But because of the travel speed from the animation to like give you the stack, you don't get the fifth one until midway into your GCD.
And here's an idea.
It's just annoying.
Just let you get two stacks of Forbidden Chakra.
Honestly, just give me a meter that goes up to 10 stacks and let me use it at five. So
yeah, no, we're saying the same thing.
Oh, are we? Okay. Just yeah, wasn't sure. Yeah,
like once you get five, you can use it, but like you can get six and seven and eight before you use your first one.
Yeah,
and I just
something to combat overcapping is definitely at the top of this. Very similar to my dancer complaint with Esprit, where you're like, I have 45 Esprit. I guess I'll press a different GCD. One GCD later, oh! What do I do with it all? And Bard Apex. Yeah, Bard Apex is lame for a different reason. But that was last week's show. So, Monk, largely okay. I'm as afraid of as you guys are for Monk. You know, just they've already promised stuff.
Why?
Because they've changed it so many times before. I'm just always thinking they can change it. It's like, honestly, it's kind of like
changed small things about it, though.
But they've been advantageous changes, though. You admit.
I think that's arguable depending on how you feel about Stormblood Monk.
I'd say minus Riddle of Earth, yes. All the changes have been good.
Man.
Yeah.
But only. So what are you, but we do, so in the same breath, we have to admit that what they were doing with Riddle of Earth was way too OP compared to the rest of the stuff in the game.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just,
like all this shit and then the monthly Monk buff and.
Can I make a confession to you, whoops, about DSR? Yeah. I would give myself Nature's Min going into the Nidstinian phase just so I'd have a bigger shield than everyone else because when we were dying on Prog there. So there was not an insignificant number of times when we first got to phase two that only I lived as the bard because I minned my own shield.
I'm telling.
There's a clip of me doing it somewhere. Me literally surviving with like 2,400 health because I minned the shield that I got.
I just remember vividly Fura yelling at me because I wasn't in Passage of Arms.
Yeah. And when Fura yells, you listen.
Yep.
I still don't know when it's you or her talking. I still don't know when you do the thing. Still,
and you'll never find out.
I'll never figure it out. Just can't. It's just complete secret. All right, now we get to start moving into newer melees. I think Ninja is the next logical point. We'll go from a Realm Reborn upwards, and you know, Ninja's been here for a good amount of time. Ninja's kind of a weird one because Ninja's kind of in the same vein of Dragoon to a capacity where it like, don't get me wrong, it is the way it plays now versus the way it used to play is totally different. But if you looked at them side by side, you'd still basically understand you're seeing the same job. It's not like Summoner. Mm-hmm. Where you go from Dreadworm Trance Summoner to like what it is now, and it's like, what the fuck even happened the entire way? They slipped up with Raijus at the start of the expansion, I think is the big notable thing that they
When I talk to people still, they're like, I hate Raiju, and I'm like, why? And then they mention how it was like either in Media Tour or at the beginning of the expansion. I'm like, you know, they changed that, right? But I'm realizing. That was so bad for the job that it was tainted for the rest of Endwalker for a lot of people, even though they fixed it. It was so bad.
Yeah. That and then
that being said, I think this is
top, yeah.
I think this is one of the best slash most fun jobs in the game to play right now. If somebody were to ask me, I want to play a fun, fast job in the game right now, my answer would be Ninja.
Ninja. And then.
It's really fun and good.
Yeah. Every minute or so. I'd say it's the most fun job to actually play.
Every minute or so?
Well, I think that's true of a lot of jobs, but I think Ninja might be the worst to play between your 1 minutes and the best to play every minute.
Oh, that's why my raid lead sounds so fucking depressed every minute.
Yeah, I think taste of fun, you know?
I think I really miss Trick Attack being a party buff or like a target buff. You know what I mean? Not a personal damage thing.
Yeah, you know why? Because it made everyone else's 1 minute more fun.
No, exactly. And that's what I think it should be. Yeah. I don't know why they took that away, if I'm being honest. I like the 60-second buff for the party. That was awesome. I think they should give that back. I think you should be able to move in TCJ, and I think Bunshin shouldn't cost gauge. That's what I want.
Yeah, Bunshin costing gauge is pretty shitty.
I hate the one thing
I don't like.
Dude, I hate mine, like, brain off pressing Bava, and then I'm like, all right, time for Bush. Oh, fuck. Let me just wait another 10 seconds. Hold on.
I will say that. I don't really like Bava as a button either. Just never exciting.
I kind of like it. It's fun to push.
I didn't even, like, honestly, I just remember now that it even has the... What's the name of the skill? The bonus effect that gives you... Because you get 50 gauge and...
Oh, Mesui.
Yeah, Mesui. I kept wanting to say something else. I was like, that's not right. Yeah, I don't care at all about that. It's just... It doesn't make me like Bava more even in that moment where it's stronger.
Really? I think maybe when you have Mesui, Bava should turn into a different button. Probably.
That'd probably
make it more
better.
Fun to press.
Yeah. Well, the frog's flames are turning blue. Maybe Bava will change.
Frog 2? Let me be clear.
Hellfrog medium? Meet Hellfrog large.
Hellfrog large. Again, they were just showing all the new AoE buttons for jobs.
No! That can't be all that it was!
Y'all are so stupid.
That's what I think. We'll see.
Yeah. Ninja's been... It hasn't... So Monk's been tumultuous. Ninja's been a problem for a long time because it was so good to play. And that's probably why Trick got taken away as a 1 minute to begin with, because they were like, we could add more 1 minutes, which they might just stack and make that meta, or we can take away the only 1 minute and everyone's the same. We'll go with the latter. And I honestly, as much as I want to see it change, I don't think it will. I don't think 1 minute Trick is coming back, because then everyone just wants Ninja again. I think that's what they don't want.
Yeah.
We wanted our Trick. We loved our Trick.
Unless they give all the melees a 60-second
that
party
doesn't
buff.
Stack.
Nah, it's gotta stack.
Then what the fuck? Then all of a sudden well, I guess if we're running double melee anyway, it doesn't matter. But okay, you know why I don't like that? Whoops. Let me give you a fucking reason. Because people already wonder if they need fizz ranged. And now if there's fucking three melee, they're like, do we really need the LB gen? Is that really important right now? Or should we just, I don't know. I ran the math and it's pretty close. You know, another feint would be great. And we could have mantra end. I don't know.
I mean, in most situations, when you're making that deciding point of do we want another caster or do we want another melee, I am going to go out on a limb here and say that one extra party buff, regardless of the fact if it's melee or not, on a 60-second isn't going to sway you a different way than you would normally go, is what I'm thinking. If you want more damage, you take a melee. Period. Regardless of that 60-second thing. If you want more utility, you would go another caster. That's
or if you're doing Criterion.
Well, yeah, because you don't need damage, right? So.
And being in melee range and Criterion is toxic.
Exactly. Right.
Sly, you haven't done Criterion yet, have you?
Nope, but I've seen it. And I fucking ate it.
I had 40 piercing talons in our first clear, I think.
There's really no room to fix that either.
500 times every day of Prague.
Yep. And there's no room to fix that at all. It's not negotiable.
It is literally, you are locked into this mechanic that you have to be fuck over there for. Have fun.
Fuck over there.
And it's because of Criterion that people are like, well, if they just made the boss hitbox bigger, I would. And that's why we got to where we are.
Dude, imagine if you had that extra 3 yelm idea that I was talking about in Criterion. Imagine. Oh, that'd be so fun to play around, actually.
Yeah, you might be able to hit the boss. There's a good chance.
I can play my job! Yay! I'm having fun!
Yeah, Ninja. Ninja's an interesting spot. A lot of people do find that it is... I've had this discussion with plenty of ninjas, that between those 1 minutes, though, it is, like, agonizingly bad. It's because the highs are so high, the lows are, like, extra noticeable.
Agonizingly bad? What do you mean? Just not a lot of stuff to do?
Yeah, it's like there's nothing to really think about, like maybe the Bava that you don't want to overspend, and that's kind of it.
You can think about the 20-second timer for your next Suiton, and like keeping your Hutan on. I don't know. I don't feel like this job has ever been agonizing for me in Endwalker. It's felt really good. Oh, the gauge management is really annoying. I hate that Mug gives me gauge. I don't know if anybody else agrees with that, but I hate it.
You know, it's funny you say that. I didn't bring this up on the Fizz Rain show last week, but I really don't care for barrel stabilizer.
Me neither.
Just giving me 50 gauge, I'm just like, well, you know what it is, though? It's because of when you get it relative to where your gauge will be
yeah.
at that exact time. It's like the worst. Hell,
and it's like, find room for 50 right now. And you're pressing all your tools, and you can't go into a... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I feel you on the Mug thing. No, I agree with that. I would rather just not have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just kind of felt barrel stabilizer.
What about Mug? Mug's only 20. Is Mug 50 now? I don't know. I haven't played it in a while.
It's 40 gauge.
It's 40? Okay. I knew it wasn't 20 because I think at some point it was 20, like in Shadowbringers or something. I don't remember. Do you feel that way about Mug, Sly?
Indifferent, honestly.
Indifferent. Okay.
Yeah. I think they should find a way to make single target damage buffs on enemies AoE for other content besides raids.
Like a button that changes your single target to AoE?
Or just... Listen, I don't know how, but I hate that we're doing the first dungeon pull and I use Mug on an ad that dies in 2 seconds and all the other ones don't get it.
Yeah.
You want to know what's funny? 1.0 had a toggle for AoE and single target for skills. Anytime you wanted to make a skill AoE, you had to click an extra button to make it AoE.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little too complicated, and the easier answer is just when you mug a target, it also mugs the nearby targets within 3 yelms for, like, half potency or something. I don't know.
Sounds like when I used to...
Kind of like what we have for most AoE skills right now, where it's, like, diminishing returns on every other enemy nearby. Yeah.
Mugging AoE sounds like when I used to work in New York. Very similar. Yeah. So that, I think, covers Ninja. Fortunately, job in a good spot. And I think also, importantly, most people don't really question how it'll grow. I don't think it really feels like it's hit, like, an endpoint that I can't add to. I don't know if you agree. Like, Raiju kind of makes it seem that way, because Raiju's just kind of like, why did you do this? Like, that was the initial interpretation. But I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's in, like, an end state like, I don't know, like Black Mage does.
They could add more follow-up attacks for other Budras, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or just even add more mudras. Imagine they added a fourth mudra button.
That's too many. It's too many buttons.
Yeah, that'd be too many. But yeah, I think for me, my wish list for Ninja is just no gauge on Bunshin. Make it keep it at 90, I guess. A 90-second cooldown, and then make it so you're either slowed or could just move during TCJ. I think that's a relic of the past as well.
I love hearing ninjas talk about it though.
It sucks when you have to press it and you just can't.
It's so funny. It's funny as a spectator, because, like, you know, like, when you're not the ninja, you start learning when TCJ is, because it's so odd. Like, it's visually obvious, even with, like, all your effects turned off. You're like, what's that guy doing? Ah, that's what...
Like, when I think about should TCJ be movable or not, I think about... I can hear somebody listening to this podcast right now going, just be better, just time it better, just move it around better. And to that, I think the game should be fun. Hot take! I think it should be fun, and I think you should be able to just press your buttons when you want to press them, and you shouldn't get punished for it, for the most part. I don't know.
I think that's somewhat within reason, you know?
It's
not a bad thing at all. A bad thing to ask for. No wish list for Ninja. I'm just not afraid for the job, personally. Then we move on to Samurai, which I am afraid for. I'm always afraid for Samurai. Because that job's been overcrowded for a while now.
Yep.
And I think we know what everyone's wish list is for it. They don't even care about the new skills. People want Kaiten back, and they want Shouha to be combined. And then they just, like, shut up. And that's it.
Yep. Yeah. Get rid of Shouha, too. I know why Hagakure exists, and I know that it's good. I just don't like it. I'll say it. Hagakure is the one that takes your stickers, the little colors that you get, and consumes them and gives you gauge.
Yeah.
It's useful when you're, like, doing the really, you know, like, the super smart rotations with, like, the absolute perfect potency within, like, 60-second windows and stuff like that. Or, like, for filler GCDs, it's really useful, too.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a different way to achieve the same end goal without having a button like that, though. But that might be a lot more work than it sounds like, so I'm going to just kind of put my hands up and go, good luck. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know why. My keybinds don't feel any more full on Samurai, but when I'm playing it, I feel like they are more full.
Oh, no, my bars are absolutely more full when I play Samurai. I have buttons that I have to have specific keybinds for when I'm playing Samurai versus other melees.
Is it because of the combo branching?
No, it's because of the existence of Meditate and Hagakure.
Okay.
Also, the what's it called? Tsubame?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has four buttons. I'm just looking at it right now. Actually, five buttons that you need to have on your hotbar just for your AoE.
Yeah, I think that's really what sends it. Is not only do you have, what is it, a total of six GCDs that are a part of your main combo, you then have three extra GCDs for your... Also, the way I don't know why, I really don't like that it's like a branching AoE combo. It's just never vibed with me, personally.
Yeah.
I get why it is, I just don't care. And then, yeah. And then Shouha 2 also exists.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they would fix that. I'm looking at my job bar right now. I guess... Something smart that they could do is you press the one AoE button to start the combo, and then your normal send button for your single target combo turns into that AoE button. That'd be minus two keybinds, and then you could get rid of Shouha too. That would give you three more spots on your hotbar, and I think that'd be nice.
Then you get rid of Hagakure.
And then... What do you think about Shinten?
I think... I don't miss Kaiten in a bubble of, like, pressing an extra button before my biggest button and that being the gameplay loop.
Me neither, brother.
But Shinten feels lamer without it because you're just kind of going through Kenki. It just doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just...
I think I think you could just get rid of the Kanki gauge in general, to be honest.
I don't know how samurai mains would feel about that.
You could give them more interesting things to press besides just Midare.
I mean,
if you take away Kanki, which right now, since they don't want Kaiten and people don't like Shinten, there's no point to it, right? You follow?
Yeah.
That gives so much more room for new mechanics for that job entirely that people could like.
Fair. That's good. So we'd consider this like the Grease Lightning, like expendable gauge. Like Monk got rid of Grease Lightning, go away with Kanki and do something else.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Like,
that's fair.
Like, imagine a different aspected Midare. Like, there's three different types of Midare, and that's how you get the stamps to press Shoha, and then Shoha does something even more cool.
Now you're just going. You're just going in a whole other direction.
I'm just thinking about what they could do to make Samurai more fun.
Three different types of Midare? Like, big, medium, small? What are we talking?
Like, different aspects. I don't know. Like a fire one, a water one, and a wind one? Just like how the Sen already work, how you get the different ones to make a Midare.
He's saying another Sen on top of, so Sen squared.
I'm thinking of a different minigame you have to play on the job if they were to get rid of Gage. Because if they got rid of the Gage, the job would be really fucking boring, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, to be fair, they won't ever do away with gauges. Like, that was, like, the whole thing of Shadowbringers, is they made everyone have a gauge. Like,
I'm going out on an absolute fucking twig here on the end of the branch, on the limb.
I'm waiting for them to just get a personal buffer. They just play a flute for, like, half a second for themselves. I'm just waiting to go full samurai on this one.
Also, Third Eye is an awesome button.
That is an awesome button, yeah. It's really crazy that, you know, every other melee other than Dragoon has like a button like that, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Not for long.
What? Okay. I didn't ask you hypothetically. How are you going to feel if you don't get a defensive on Dragoon this match?
Sad. That's the one word I could give. That's the short story. Useless is another one.
I don't want you to be upset, but like I also kind of want to witness you experiencing this at the same time. Is that messed up in any capacity?
The moment they show the job action trailer, you'll just hear me howl. It'll be heard around the world.
It'll either be a howl of joy or a howl of sad. Oh man. Yeah, Samurai. Bit of a mess. It needs cleanup.
Yeah, it just needs to get rid of a few buttons, and then I don't think they're going to get rid of Gage, but if they do get rid of the Gage, obviously just add something, another, what I like to call minigame for the job to do in its rotation.
I'd love to call all Gages minigames. I remember that I wouldn't really consider Lilies a minigame.
Yeah.
No.
But Blood. Blood for the Blood God.
Just a button.
Sly, that's how most skills work in this game.
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Now we get into some of the more recent shenanigans as we go up the list. We got Reaper, this expansion. I know, just get it out of the way. I already know. Say Death's Design. I get it. It was the obvious thing.
It's stupid.
I haven't talked to a lot of people about this. I've always said when I'm talking to my stream or whatever that I fucking hate the button. Does everyone else also hate the button? I'm not crazy, right?
I don't know a single person who likes Death's Design.
Okay.
Or that's is good. Even like neutral about it. Like they're not even like, yeah, it's whatever. I just press. No, it's not even that. They're just like,
you can just bake it into the 1-2-3 like Dragoon.
We could just not have it. We just have 5% more potency.
Just take it the fuck away. It's
just
dumb.
Not have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, chat. Death's Design is stupid. This skill sucks. Death to Death's Design. I hate it. It's annoying. It's awful. Bland maintenance buff. There you go. Isn't it just Dragoon's old heavy thrust? Yes. That was the discussion an hour ago.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't play Reaper because of Death's design.
So we're all in the agreement that Death's design is getting scrapped in Dondre.
I don't think it's going to get scrapped because...
I think it should.
I think it should, yeah. But I don't think that's on their radar. I hope so.
I'll tell you what, if it's not gone in 7.0, it's gone in 7.1. That's the prediction. Yeah.
Or it'll just be like just a self buff, kind of like Hotan.
I think I'm looking at my hopper right now. Waxing Slice and Nightmare Scythe. That's your two buttons for your single target and AOE combo specifically. Should just refresh it by a personal damage buff on yourself for like 30 seconds, something like that. I don't know.
I mean, if they really want to keep the button but change it, I mean, I actually don't like this idea, but you can just add, it just makes your next 3 GCDs grant, like, plus 10 gauge instead. Just change the gauge value.
Yeah, something. Something to make it not just a button you have to push outside of your normal combos.
Yeah.
Just to refresh something.
And I don't think making it a personal damage buff improves. Because Chaz, like, make it like Storm's Eye, I'm like, I don't think that solves the issue.
Yeah. The only other thing I have gripes with is how long it takes for your your plentiful harvest to become available.
Oh, the weight that you have to have even if all 8 party members have used it.
Yeah, because if you play on 2.5 it clips.
Yeah, that's obnoxious. I remember that. I'd forgotten about that. It's been a while.
And that's just a very small thing that, like, most people aren't going to give a fuck about, so I don't expect them to change it, but having to put 1 skill speed materia on my scythe because of that, so I can have 249 so it doesn't clip, I don't know, kind of sucks, I guess. And the fact that you can't do that for the relic weapon, so I have to have different gear sets for Dragoon and Reaper. Speaking of which, holy fucking melee gear sets we're about to have. I hate this game! Oh my god. Scouting, striking, maiming, and each job within each of those categories has different melds. Ah! Help me! Oh my god.
Maybe they'll add job-specific melds.
Maybe they'll add that cool materia skill tree I was talking about.
See, what I've been fumbling around idea wise was to just make the melds relevant to the job crystal versus the gear itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you meld your job crystal. Mr. Happy, you fucking solved it. Oh my god. Wait, he's cooking. Get this guy to stay in his headquarters now. That's where we can put the skill tree. That's what I'm talking about, baby. We solved it.
It all came full circle.
So how many would you have the meld on the job crystal itself? The
same amount.
Well,
same amount substat wise, right?
Uh-huh.
So you have a substat cap for each job stone, and then you take materia, and then from the top of the board to the bottom of the board is materia 1s to 10s. What'll be 12s now? Since we're going to a new expansion?
Yeah, 12s and 11s.
It's listen, I'm not saying a literal skill tree, just like the same kind of layout, but like you would buy materia and you would slot them into the job stone and it would move down and it'd be increasing levels of materia for each set. That way there'd still be a materia economy. They would still blow up sometimes, but once you get it for that job, it's good. And you can just lock it in and then just wear the gear. With main stat.
And then
we should make an MMO, Mr. Happy.
Josh, you want in on this?
Yeah.
I just gotta find some investors. Yeah, everybody knows that people who play video games make the best video games. Totally. Even Sly's like, nah, I don't want to go near that. Yeah, Riot just restarted their shit. We'll just go join them.
Oh, hell nah.
Ghostcrawler left. All right, time for my 0 years in the industry as a developer to step on in and save the whole thing.
We got this.
Have fun.
Reminds me of that. So it's funny. That reminds me. I think at the Shadowbringers Media Tour, Yoshi P asked me if I wanted. He said, "If you learn Japanese, can you apply for a job at Square?" And all I thought to myself was, "I'm not taking that pay cut. No, no fucking shot."
Your Other time. Than death design, what do you guys think? How do you feel about Reaper right now?
So you know how Dragoon has too many off globals?
Reaper doesn't have enough.
Reaper has too many globals. Just straight globals, yeah. It's one of the things that makes the job feel really bad to play in like level 70 and level 80. It's just like a part of your actual soul is missing. Nothing none of it feels good. I like to just see some of that stuff get moved to lower levels in general. That's true of all the jobs, to be fair. But it feels, listen, it's got a slow GCD, but it feels even slower, despite the fact that Enshroud exists.
Yeah.
And I was about to ask, do you feel like Enshroud is a little too short?
You mean like for the dopamine hit? Like, of actually using it? Yeah. It doesn't feel that great to press. And so, like, even I don't even feel that much satisfaction out of pressing Communio, to be completely honest with you.
Really?
It doesn't do it for me. Like, if it crits.
Well, that's because I set up double Enshroud windows for burst windows, I guess. But yeah, the 60 second Enshroud is kind of just like meh.
Yeah, because you have to do that 160, because otherwise you end up fucked for your 2 minute.
I think Reaper's fine right now, besides death design. I think there's some small things you could tweak and then like upgrade coming into this next expansion. I don't think you need to change anything on it drastically though.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. The problem is I'm thinking fine, and fine is kind of meh to me.
Yeah.
Like Dragoon, I don't like playing, like it doesn't vibe with me, but I have no actual gripe with it. It just doesn't, like, I just don't vibe with it. Reaper, I actually just get bored on, like, in general. Yeah. Like it just pushes me away.
That's exactly how I was feeling at the beginning of the expansion. I was like, wow, Reaper's really boring. I can't stand playing this anymore. And then honestly, something switched in my head. Maybe I just became more stupid. But like whenever I had to do content anymore in like any facet and somebody was just like, play whatever you want, I was like, I'm gonna play Reaper. La 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 la. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Reaper. And for when you're stupid.
I'm not gonna lie, I kinda like that. it's nice to have just a stupid job sometimes. That's
it's
really
just
easy.
Brainless fun.
Yeah. That's one of my craziest hot takes, is that I think Summoner's fine right now.
So I'm not entirely against you on that. I just think that they could make it, like, it's
it's a very good base right now.
Yeah.
It's a very good base, and that's it.
Yeah.
Who's playing with the stapler?
Yeah. Oh, it's me. It's my fidget toy, sorry.
Okay. I was like, I was fine with it, but I just needed to know who it was.
Yeah,
I squeeze my little fidget toy. I squeeze my duck.
Oh, that's what you're. Okay, I see. Thought you were gonna say something else.
I mean, I also have my cock here. Say
true. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And my crab, but he's over there.
We have funny bits around here.
Yeah, my funny bit is I keep my cock on my desk at all time. Sly, you all right? What do you keep on your desk?
Sly's room is so cool. Can we just take a moment to appreciate this?
On my desk, like, just nothing really. Just my stream deck, my keyboard, my mouse, phone holder. Over here's the bourbon.
There you go. It's funny that he points out the one bourbon bottle with the fucking 17 bottles of all sorts of things in the back.
Oh, yeah.
No, four of them are over here. That's just for later, for the tasting.
Yeah, the four roses thing. I just like, no, I just got the four right here. It's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. It would be safe to assume you're a connoisseur of the liqueurs, right, Sly?
I am, yes.
What's your favorite?
You complimented him on that, and he's like...
What's your favorite right now? Because I'm always looking for something. I like spiced rum. You got any good spiced rums that you like?
Spiced rums. Ooh.
Please don't tell me about the bottle of Kraken that you probably have one.
Hey, listen.
It was my college spiced rum was Kraken. So
yeah, I like Diplomatico, Floridicana, and Plantation. Those are my favorites.
Plantation is probably the best one.
Yeah, I love Plantation.
Yeah, I'd stick with Plantation. Rum Barbancourt from Hades good too.
Hades, okay.
But if you want like something like just if you want to like put some oomph in your drinks, just go with Ray and Nephew overproof white.
Got it. Okay. I could use some oomph in my drink, some hair on my chest.
Yeah.
You want some of mine?
Yeah,
maybe. What are you trying to say here?
You just borrow it. I'm saying like, I'll send it to you, and then you can just have it. That's fine.
If you see it on eBay later, it wasn't me.
It'd be like you just like plaster it all. Remember the scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where he gets waxed?
Perfect.
Clarkson.
Fucking Kelly Clarkson. Forgot he high.
Anyway, something about Reaper, guys.
That's how boring it is. We had to get away from it.
Okay, at the beginning of the expansion, I thought it was boring, but that was only because I was pulling P2S, waiting for people to learn how to do the fight, for like 600 fucking pulls. And that's, any job would have been boring at that point.
If you really want a boring job, I know an entire role that you could take up instead.
Oh, trust me, I know. You should have never admitted that you'd play that. Anyways.
I can't undo it. There's like a track record of 10 years of me playing it. It's not like I have a choice at this point. I have like 4,000 videos. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you main bard, right?
Yeah, that's what I can play that. That's Dancer 2.
If Machinist is really good next expansion, I'll switch with you for Ultimate.
No, don't do that. Just we'll stay in our lanes. I accept that at this point.
You heard it here. Write that down, chat. Write that down. I gave him an out and he didn't take it.
No. I just cause we already went down this road. Remember at the start of
N-Walker? Oh yeah, I was gonna play Bard, and then I was like, never mind. Bye.
No, you were gonna play Machinist, and then I was gonna play Reaper, and we both just abandoned it like a week into that decision. And we're just like, no.
Yep. Well, that's because Dracoon was doing really good at that point, and I was like, how can I not? My baby.
Yep.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Yep. Can't escape. To be fair, my one experience on Monk this expansion wasn't the greatest for me, so it might be better if I just stay over. Anyway, Reaper. I honestly think Death's Design is the only big thing I want to see change. Anything else they do, you know, whatever, I just hope it's a little more exciting to play. That's all.
I kind of wish there was a... Well, if they get rid of Death's Design, you're not even going to have to do this. I feel like you should be able to press Death's Design when you have, what's it called? The Soul Reaver stack? You know when you get the stack to press the blue buttons?
Yeah.
It really sucks to press that and then look at your buff bar and go, oh, fuck, I don't have Death's Design on. And you can't put it up before you press your Gibbet and Gallows. That's
so you mean
something
transform it into a skill so you can press it during that, is what you're saying? Like it can be another equivalent to Gibbet and Gallows?
I'm saying the Soul Reaver stack, as of right now, goes away if you press anything except for Gibbet, Gallows, or Guillotine, the blue buttons.
Yeah.
You should be able to press Harp, the Harvest Moon, or Death Design without that stack going away.
Okay, yeah.
Because pressing any other action makes the stat go away, which sometimes kind of sucks.
It's the forked Raiju issue from the start of the expansion.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. Same thing.
Same problem. There's a lot of that this expansion.
I never learned!
Soul for one job. and not being solved for the other.
Yeah.
We started this expansion. Dark Knights be like, Dark Knights and Machine is back. Man, stacks are really cool on your buffs instead of only having 10 seconds, right? And Yoshi P is like, no, that's flavor.
Flavor Town, baby.
I don't, it's not the kind of flavor I wanted. And then they fixed it for Dark Knight and Machinist, but Machinist's like, yeah, but, you know, still feels bad to play with my ping. Oh, ping's not real.
It's not.
No, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm like mostly sure. That was all discussion last week. Fun times.
Yay.
And this leaves us with our new job, which we can't.
The new kid on the block.
Speculate too much about, but there's Viper. Viper on the way. Are you gonna jump down that that rabbit hole just in case? I don't remember what we discussed.
Play it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
I stay far away from new jobs at the beginning of an expansion.
The reason?
Everybody's gonna be fucking playing it, so I can't.
Fair enough.
It's probably like, for me, it's probably like I'll level it and just, you know, just gear it as it goes on. And
you know, I'll mess with it for like story and stuff.
I'm not really touching too much.
Agree.
Sorry, something distracted me very momentarily. Okay. Well, is there anything that you want to see out of Viper that you feel like's not being met with the other jobs currently? Any sort of feel, archetype, any sort of expectation there? Don't say dots.
Yeah, I don't. I want all dots removed from this game. I'm so honest. Unless they change how they're calculated,
okay.
I don't want them in this game anymore. Do you know how they're What's calculated the problem, in this man? Game, Fly? Do you know how they do dots?
No.
They take every single dot potency and combine it into one big potency, and then it ticks on server ticks.
They do all have individual crit chances, though. Despite the fact that they all tick at once, they do all have their own individual direct hit crit rates and all that, yeah. But all he's saying is they all tick all at the same time. They don't tick relative to when you apply them.
How are you going to get those, like, split last second ultimate kills?
He's right.
True. I just want them. I want them to. Well, they have to change how the entire back end of this game works if they want dots to work the way it. Yeah, thank you.
I'm just gonna be mad about them
until the game gets better.
Listen,
dots.
I know what you mean, because we really can't have a good dot job anymore. Like, the reason why dots went away, why Summoner lost that dot identity, was because it basically meant that anytime they wanted to do something really short duration, Summoner was fucked, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's specifically because you can only guarantee X number of dot ticks, and that certain you need a minimum amount of dot ticks for the dots to be better than a GCD. And if you're only GCDing, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a really big conflict of design there. But if dots scaled their duration with spell speed, for example, like if it's 30 seconds at base bow spell speed, it completes all the exact same amount of damage in 25 seconds, like a certain other game I know that knows dots a little bit better, then all of a sudden you create opportunities where the stats can impact the play in a more interesting way.
There really isn't a good solution to dots if you have a game where bosses frequently jump away and become untargetable.
I think there are. I think it's just a matter of when they're useful. Because, like, I still think it's okay to look at your GCDs and know, okay, the boss is jumping in X amount of time. I won't bother with that. Like, oh, the boss is jumping 2 seconds, like, you know, 5 seconds after my bard dots fall off. Okay, I won't iron draws. I'll do another shot because I'll only get one tick.
Right.
So I think there's plenty of times where that's fine. I think it's just a matter of dots lasting a really long time and their potency is being balanced around that, and not being able to, and all ticking on the dot tick itself.
Mm-hmm.
The same dot tick. So I think those combined make it not so great. But I don't think they're going to fix that for the reason you just said. So I feel you on that. And thus, I don't think Viper's going to do that either.
Yeah. Anyways, Viper, not dots. Got it.
Not. But there's still I feel like people underestimate the way, like the way you reach power, even if the 2-minute windows are kind of the same, the way you get to the 2-minute window kind of changes how the job feels to play overall.
Yeah, the mini game.
Yeah.
Again. The day that Viper got shown off for the first time, I made a tweet about how I thought it was going to be played. And people got so mad at me. One, because I was right, and two, because it was the same shit we've been doing since Shadowbringers. build gauge, small 60-second button, build gauge, 2-minute window, press buffs, big button, I hope it crits! build gauge, 60-second button, build gauge, 2-minute button, big button, I hope it crits! That's it.
You know what's one thing I haven't really known how to feel about Viper is when I look at it, I'm like, that's pretty cool aesthetically, but why do I feel like I'm looking at Reaper?
Really?
Because they're only showing us the GCDs most of the time. Like, we've seen very few of the OG CDs. So I think to back when they previewed Reaper and that's all we saw, and then when it came out, that's all we had.
So you're saying we're not seeing an optimal Viper.
Well, of course we're not seeing it optimally, but yeah. I mean, like, what they're showing makes it seem like it's the same. Even though we know it's supposed to have fast mode, slow mode kind of thing, you know, double swords is a bit faster, you know, twin blade when it's combined is a bit slower.
Fast. What are you talking about?
No, they said that's what they said. They said that it'll be the slower, stronger hitter when it's the double combined mode. You know, which is kind of the reverse of everything else. Everything else is like, you know, Reaper is start slow, goes fast. But like I'm beginning to think the only key difference will be it's instead of start slow goes fast, it'll be start fast goes slow.
I think it's going to have a 60 or a 30-second button where you combine your twin blades into the big blade and then do a big hit. That's my only hook.
From what we can see, it looks like the GCD there is a GCD that transforms it. It's not just like you go and they're just together at some point. And then it looks like there's combo actions for the combined mode is the big thing.
Yeah.
So
kind of like the, you go into like a little burst phase, either 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
See, I'm thinking the fast mode and the slow mode are just going to be independent of a button press, like a 30 to 60 specifically, and it's going to be more like your combo, like after a certain number of combo finishes. I essentially think that you'll time it skill-wise to land there, but that all of your like other stuff, like your actual buffs, are going to be completely separated from it. Because I think we've also seen the Ultra Instinct mode in both dual blades and fast blades. I think mm-hmm. we've seen both. So that implies that's like, I mean, it could still be a gauge, but I think it's just a button press.
There's a couple things that could happen. Do you think I don't think this is going to happen. That'd be a little crazy, but like they literally have a stance button that you toggle like tank stance.
To go in between.
And then like imagine you go into the long blade mode and you have a slower GCD. And then when you go into the short blade mode, it gives you like a Viper buff that makes your GCD faster.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be really cool, but I don't think they're going to have a stance. I think you're going to switch modes by pressing a 30-second button or something.
Yeah, it's like an off global or something.
You don't think it's like kind of like a life window?
I don't.
I think it's going to, that's how I think it's going to work, Sly. That's my guess. You're going to press something like Gear Skoggle that sends you into like the dual blade mode.
Yeah, dual blade your life, basically. Yep. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping it's more so they want you to spend time in both forms. Kind of akin to what I recommended with Bard last week. With Bard, I said instead of just take all the cooldowns away from your songs and just make it so you have to stay in the song for 30 seconds before going to the next one, like to get a buff instead of, you know, you being fucked if you die or something like that.
So you think it's like kind of like a red mage balancing act? Like you have to kind of balance both forms or something?
No, not quite so much. I think you're gonna build gauge in your dual blade form, like where you're holding two swords. You build gauge with that, and then once you get a full gauge, you can press a button that lights up that sends you into the combined blade mode, and then you spend the gauge with like four or five GCDs, and then as soon as your gauge is out, it puts you back into your normal stance with your tool blade, your two blades.
The real question is the fifth action gonna be a Communio style finisher?
Yes, okay. It will.
There you go.
And this is what I tweeted, and people got mad at me.
I mean, it's a logical tweet. I don't know. People live in fairyland. They should read that shit and go, yeah, that makes sense. That's the way the game is designed. Not, man, how dare you suggest something that's exactly like the way the game is played right now.
Yeah. I don't know.
People are wild.
Oh, trust me, I know. I'm one of them. I'm wild.
No, you're a wildfire specifically. You got like a lot of soul, a lot of passion. They're wild, like lock them up, you know, give them a straight jacket, white padded room, you know, just like fabricating.
I honestly thought you were going to make a machinist joke. That's what. No, wildfire.
Wildfire is a term if someone's got a lot of spirit. They're very passionate, you know, but they're, you know, a little, you know, it's a little much, but everyone's like, no, I get it. They're just really into it, you know? That's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got to go back and listen to the Fizz Ranged episode now. I want to hear what you guys said about machinists.
We had quite a few things to say about this. Yeah.
I've become such a machinist enjoyer over Endwalker. It's
fun!
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a fun job, and it's really easy. I love it.
I just saw the typing Kermit in this, because I can't tab over while this or the video gets messed up. Just saw it. Yeah, we were talking about the core design issues, not even about not liking it. We were talking about single target and AoE basically being two different jobs.
And, what, for machinists?
Yeah, for machinists. And because there's no overlap at all. You literally don't do battery. Like, battery gauge doesn't exist in AoE. Like, they just take it away. And then you also don't get the hypercharge resets during AoE. It's just toxic. And then flamethrower exists, you know.
Flamethrower sure does exist, yep.
Don't you love optimizing, trying to RNG get one tick before you can tab target and press another GCD?
You know, the thing about machinist is that's my job where I purposely just don't think, and I become Johnny Story. And I'm like, no, I'll literally go, this button looks fun. Reassemble Bioblaster. And I'm like, ah, that was awesome. Anyways, just press a button.
Reassemble. Like, that's toxic to reassemble Bioblaster. That's a big target.
And then I'll regularly press flamethrower just because it's fun. That's my fun job. I don't care about the potencies on that one or like the real balance in the meat of it. I'm just like button cool.
And that usually does well enough on machinist.
And yeah, that's the cool part about it is that it's more than enough usually. Just press whatever.
Freestyle machinist, freestyle samurai. We need more freestyle jobs. Until you fuck up one thing and then all of a sudden it's like they're lining up in the worst way imaginable. You're like, oh, wait, hold on. Maybe I should. Okay. That one's my bad. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a logical expectation for Viper. I feel like people still haven't really realized the game is too predictable, whatever comment you should be made, does not mean a sweeping change of like every fundamental thing we've come to know over the last however many years.
Final Fantasy players overreacting? No.
Sly, you all right? You seem really surprised over there. Really shocked. No, we don't, in all caps.
No, we don't. Mods, kill that guy with hammers.
I'm going to the Reddit.
Guards, apprehend this man.
You have violated the law. God, it's like when people... I remember always getting the question about a certain calculus-related program, and people were saying it was illegal. Like, the cops are going to show up at your fucking door. Oh, man. That's it. You get the FBI break-in meme. Although it is actually, some things like that are against the law in Japan, funnily enough, so it kind of makes sense, I suppose.
Including an anti-cheat, right?
Yes. Well, no, I think anti-cheat's in Europe, specifically. It's a privacy concern in Europe, more so than anything else.
Something like that.
It's in several countries.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, and no, in Japan, it's illegal to modify original files, like the game's original files.
Got it.
Actively modify them, yeah. I think that's part of a lot of their, art protection stuff. Like, music has a lot of stuff like that for them, too. There's a lot of, protecting the whoever creates stuff with, copyright laws and things like that in Japan. Which is why streaming Uwu can be so fun. Get all your VODs muted.
Yay!
But I think that largely covers the Melee expectation, unless there's going to be some other fundamental change, like the roll actions. You mentioned true north/true reach.
Yeah, should we go over the roll actions real quick?
Do you really think there's going to be? I think they're kind of status quo with those at this point.
I think they could use a new coat of paint. I think all the roll actions in the game could use a new coat of paint, but we could talk about wish lists for Melee roll actions. There's only 6 of them.
That's why I'm surprised you think, like, because it sounds like you've thought. I don't think Sly or I have even thought about
this. I've thought of it. I hate that leg sweep is fucking useless most of the time.
Okay, but that's just the bosses exist.
I mean, you say that, and I've completely forgotten about leg sweep. I'm like, I never get to hit this button.
I think Blood Bash should tell you how much damage it's healing for you, because it doesn't do that right now. It just says a portion.
Oh, yeah, anything like that, that's a whole, the game doesn't tell you your actual crit rate or anything like that. Yeah, that's a whole thing. We want people to...
I would love True North to give, what's it called? Melee range?
Yeah.
I would love Arm's Length to activate as fast as, Surecast. And I would like Feint and Addle to be AoE, because why are they not?
Skill.
Bright. You got it.
Pick the right target. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
This Mr. Happy guy is really smart, guys.
Yes. I'm honestly, it just doesn't matter to me anymore. They're just so there.
But isn't that a problem to you?
No, because I think of all the past iterations of cross class and roll actions and how problematic they were. I think I'm finally at a point with these where I'm like, I don't care. I'm tired of, I've lived through the days of Goad, you know, I've lived through White Mage having half of its job actions made roll actions because they were all necessary. I've seen it all. So I'm just like, okay, well, we need a knockback resist. It'd be nice to have a stun, and we have self healing, and I'm going to, you know what? So I'm fine with that. That's who cares. That's what the role needs. That's what the role gets.
I think Melee should have a cooldown, a defensive cooldown.
Your second one?
I think, imagine if Melee had an oblation or something, right?
So, you know what that makes me think of?
I would love to be useful in the mitigation planning for raiding, because right now I'm fucking not.
Faint,
and it
man.
Sucks.
Yeah, what about Feint?
Oh my gosh, yeah. The 5% is really going to help.
It's more than zero. Isn't it 10% on the first damage type and the 5% on the second?
It's 10% on physical for faint and 10% on addle for magic.
Perfect. And for then, all the and physical attacks. Think about all the auto tank busters that you could faint. You don't seem excited about it.
I'd like to be a little more involved with the damage side of the raid. Or not, well, damage to us side of the raid.
I just, when you mention Oblation, I just think of when Range said Palisade. I don't want Palisade back.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. I mean, that was back in the days of Ultimatum, too, where tanks had an AoE provoke. That was the go-to strat in 012.
Good times.
Sometimes. Sometimes not so much. There's a lot of trial and error before they just landed on fuck it. Give melee flash. Yeah, you can get blind. There you go. Paladin flash, new home.
Yay!
Yeah. So, I don't... Sly, do you have anything for roll actions? No?
No.
Wouldn't it be
I
some...
I mean, really... Now that you mentioned it, only, like, I would say trash legs.
Just legs get rid of it. No, we can't get rid of it. That's going to make life hell in some places. I dare you to go up to a Palace of the Dead player and tell them that you're getting rid of leg sweep. I fucking dare you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't give it damage on a roll action, but.
No. You know what? It's funny. You mentioned adding something defensively, and I imagine getting like a personal defensive, but Dragoon not getting one, just adding it to the roll action so every other melee still has two.
Oh, you're funny.
It's be funnier if I'm right.
What if, I mean, they could even, like, I wouldn't say no to, like, an upgraded Bloodbath or an upgraded Second Wind at some point.
Third Wind. It used to be a monk trait.
Yeah, like, imagine a Second Wind that just looked a little, like, more cool, and then it gave you, like, a small heal over time afterwards as well.
Sly? Sly's indifferent?
Really, really scraping the bottom of the barrel here just for something to give a little more dopamine, a little more coat of paint.
I could never see them upgrading a roll action. That's the thing. I can just never see it happen.
You know what the dopamine kick is? And I'm going to give you a great example of this. The dopamine kick is when you're a responsible melee that uses Bloodbath and Second Wind, and you get a praise kink from your healer telling you they appreciate it after raid is done.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I had that with Kyo.
Bare minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. I did Neo X-Death with Kyo. He literally was like, happy. I'm so glad you used Bloodbath on cooldown. And I'm like, that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you. Say it to me again next week, Kyo. I look forward to it. High Second Wind. Two charges of Second Wind. And that's it. That's the only change. Just two charges of Second Wind.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just get two charges of all of it. What if roll actions, you had all of them, but the whole collection of them was on a charge system, so you couldn't just use them all?
So you can faint 8 times.
Yeah, I mean, fucking at the very least, you can faint twice if you're not going to use Second Wind. Yeah, there you go.
Actually having a second charge of faint would be really cool.
Yeah, but isolated.
I can understand doing that if they adjusted damage values.
Here's the thing.
We need to fucking faint like 8 or 9 times.
Chat brings up a great point. That would mean you get 2 charges of rescue also.
Yep. And that would mean that tanks would also get 2 charges of the new roll trait. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's called In Danger. It's the opposite of rescue. So you pick someone up and throw them somewhere.
In Danger.
Dude, can you imagine talking shit to your tank in the middle of a pool and they go, you know what? You just throw you off the arena.
Fucking hate you, dude.
That would be so awesome.
Would it?
Get your ass out of here. Dude, I would throw people off the raid all the time. I'd become a tank mid.
Have you been playing Fall Guys what was the other one where it's a bunch of you're like in an arena and it's like a bunch of like things that can crush and kill you? It's Party Animals, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been playing those too much lately? Dragon's Dogma? Yeah, I don't know why I didn't go right to Dragon's Dogma, just fucking hurling your pawn off the side. Oh, God.
Wolves in Lake Fire, my lord.
Splat. Oh, you have the curse, do you? Your eyes are looking kind of funny. Oh.
While thinking of silly, funny new abilities that could add to this game, I have a question for you guys as your podcast guest. You are in charge of designing the next patch for Manderville, and you get to design one encounter. What is it?
Slide, would you like to go first? I know my answer.
Fuck, I gotta think.
I know my answer, too. You go ahead, Happy, while I think.
Julian?
What's that?
His mother?
His mom.
Oh. Like, just...
And enraged like Julian. Really, yeah, with the big frying pan and everything, yeah. Just as a boss.
You know what mine would be?
Don't say Gilgamesh for the fourth time. Fifth time.
No. Mine is Hildebrand, Nashu, you gotta get a light party of characters from that quest line. What's it? What's the reporter guy's name? It's D. There.
I've already forgotten him. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Him, and then like maybe Poo Poo, Master Poo Poo. They're a light party, and you're the raid boss. You're a wall boss, and you use abilities to try to hit them. And you have to wipe the party, and that's the encounter. So it's like a reverse raid.
The reverse raid. Okay. You put a lot of thought into this, I can tell.
I've been thinking about it ever since that Godbrand raid.
Godbrand?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you just combining his first and his last name?
Yes.
Okay. Godbrand. Got
That's
it.
That's what I call him.
Sly, I'd assume you'd be in more the traditional route here.
Brandy Hild?
The Brandy Hildy just actually fight?
Yeah. I mean, the arena is just like this, like his little, you know,
his little fucking, his mind prison?
Yeah, that's the arena.
I just want that as an emote. I want both the good and stupid one as an emote. I know it'll come with like a $300 statue, but you know, I still want it. Oh my God, a $300 Hildy.
I would Hildy buy that statue. Immediately.
Fucking massive Brandy Hildy. Can I get like a life-size like cutout? Dude, I could use a life-size cardboard cutout. In college, I had a life-size cardboard cutout of Neil Patrick Harris. Why not one of Hildebrand?
I was not expecting that from you. I was thinking you were about to say Dante or something. Like,
no, it was part of a college thing. We had to buy gifts for each other that we had to leave on display. And so I got a life-size cardboard cutout of Neil Patrick Harris as my gift. One of my other friends got like a hentai body pillow and he had to leave it on display. And then they did room inspection and that was hilarious. But yeah, and it was Barney Stinson specifically, not just Neil Patrick Harris, specifically Barney Stinson. Yeah. It was legendary. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I could just do it a life size. If they sold a life size cardboard cutout of Hildebrand, I would just put it back here. I'm okay with that. That works.
Peace.
All right. I think that covers everything. Melee focus right on the 2-hour mark. Also.
Yay.
Yay. It's a good thing we don't know anything about Viper yet, or this show would have gone on much longer.
I mean, are you going to do a new jobs podcast?
Oh, yeah. After the live letter and everything on the 16th, I mean, we'll probably have to do a series of.
Then you can do a long one then.
Yeah, it's going to be, there's probably going to be quite a few shows in those last few weeks. This is also another live letter like the week before. I think we have to work out the details for that one because that's Vengeance week for you, Sly, and then the following week is Elden Ring. So that'll be
Elden Ring.
Shadow of the Oatwee?
Oatwee.
1 week. 1 week. It's fine. No, right now I gotta work through Stellar Booty. I can't worry about that just yet. I'm surprised you don't know what that is, whoops. I said it in Raid the other night and he was just like, what's Stellar Blade? And I'm like, he has to know.
Is it a gacha?
No, but it's made by the devs who made a gacha.
Oh, sign me up then.
Yeah, it's made by the Nikkei devs.
Yeah, I'm online tonight, man.
It's a single player game, but that's, you know, it's all right.
I'm offline tonight, man. <I don't know.
laughs> Let's just say the running joke is that it's a game that you'll have to learn how to play with one hand.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the other hand will be busy with.
Yeah, I caught that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genitals.
Yep.
All right. I wanted Sly's reaction more than anything. That's what I was here for. It's all right, Sly. I keep my cock handy for you. It's fine. There you go.
Comes full circle.
Ah, I got it. Never mind. Anyway.
Thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah. This is what they sponsor for. It's
they don't
perfect.
Actually watch it.
Yeah, they do. Well, I mean, the Patreon people. You would assume at the very least, right? Bare minimum? I don't know. Good call. All right. Well, yeah, that's going to be a wrap for this week's show. I haven't figured out which role we'll be going over next week. Plus, if there's any other news, we always throw that in there, too. But, you know, we still have caster, tank, and healer left, so I'm sure there's plenty of people ready and able to discuss any of those. So that's what the plans are up until the 16th, which is when the next live letter is. So, whoops, thank you for taking the time to join. I hope your crafting and Fallout was plentiful.
It was. Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Always good to have you. Why don't you tell everyone what you're doing, where they can find you, you know, the usual podcast outro shenanigans.
Yeah, so my Twitch is Mr. Happy 1227.
I think you did this last time, didn't you? You did this
Hellblade, and just thinking about maybe hopping on Fallout 76 sometimes, because my good buddy Whoops was playing a lot.
I always see, you know what's funny about that? I always say, Whoops, I would love to play games with you. I just never will say anything to you about it.
Come play Fallout. It's fun.
We'll see. It's busy. I got Grand Blue. I got Stellar Blade. I got Iodine Chronicles.
Watch the new Fallout show, because it was really good, and it's going to make you want to play Fallout really bad. You too, Sly. I know you got good taste in games, so Sly would like it.
Speaking of which, Sly, what are you doing? By the way, you can actually find Whoops at twitch.tv/whoops, not all the other things that he says.
Yeah.
You can find me at twitch.tv/sly, aka Gray Fox. Twitter at Sly, aka Gray Fox. Tonight, I will be doing a Four Roses virtual tasting and discussion. Going over all four of their expressions, going over history, whatnot, teaching some cocktails. So, you know, join us. It's going to be a fun night. Other than that, you know, right now I'm getting through DQ11 and then waiting on Read Only Memories Neurodiver in May and other stuff in May.
I don't know what you even just said.
But yeah.
Can you say those slower so I can Google them later? Read Only Memories.
Neurodiver.
Okay. Because it sounded like all one word to me, and it's one title. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Read Only Memories was the original Read Only Memories. Neurodiver is the sequel. Yeah.
Part of the franchise.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Beautiful.
And Apps?
I'm the actual Mr. Happy. That guy was an imposter. I don't know what that guy was talking about before. That's just, yeah. I'm playing a lot of stuff right now on top of trying to finish all my relics in 14, which I am almost done with. I'm almost done with every combat relic at this point for every expansion. Thrilling experience. That's been a lot of Eureka. Good thing I like Eureka. Fun little thing though. Next week, so next week we have Stay of the Realm. Currently, the plan is still Stay of the Realm on Friday. But that evening, there was kind of a hilariously degenerate idea that's becoming a reality that's happening in the evening on Friday with me and my pal Syra, where I don't want to tell the whole story now, but essentially we came up with an idea in the middle of one of my streams, and we're gonna actually do it. It's podcast format, where we're going to be tying together a lot of gaming and life related topics. And it's, I promise you, going to be very degenerate. Given the entire discussion began with a discussion about tits and ass, I'm pretty sure it's going to largely go in that direction. So Sly, this is right up your alley, actually. Mister wants to hang Garuda's rack on your back wall.
Still do.
How has nobody gotten this man Garuda's rack yet?
Boom. Gotta find a woodworker.
Excuse me? Oh, that kind of wood. Never mind. Anyway. Although I will say, Sly, you wanted 14 Garudas, but now you have 16. You got, honestly, Sly, you've seen 11's Garuda too, right? That's a different. So which one?
Yeah.
Is the answer
14?
14? Okay. Cause I mean, maybe you changed your answer since then, you know?
No, 14.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So that's going to be next Friday at, hilariously 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and, yeah, that wasn't entirely deliberate, but it is now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Fitting. That should give you the kind of the idea of the kind of show it's going to be. I get to work on that after stream today. But anyway, thanks everyone for tuning into this week's episode. Like I said, we'll be continuing our job speculations going into the next several weeks before the Combat Live Letter on May 16th. So you'll have plenty of State of the Realm stuff leading into Dawn Trail and after it releases as well. So with that, we're going to go into a short post show. Thank you again to everyone for tuning in, and we will see you. Well, we'll all see you soon, like before next week, but like we'll also see you next week. You know, so this is what we're going to do. So I'm going to outro now. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Take care.